Proclamation number 5123, dated the May 3rd, 1951. Distance from God is a wretched state. No separation. You can certainly revolt against me, but you cannot separate yourselves from me, for you are a part of me that can never ever get lost. You, however, experience the distance like a separation and therefore think that you'll be able to detach yourselves from me. Yet the chains connecting us are untearable. They are merely shorter or longer, but inevitably keep us together. All resistance extends the distance from me, but every deed of love brings us closer together and unites us. If you therefore distance yourselves by resisting me, then my adversary will intrude and place himself between you and me. Thereby you won't recognize me anymore and comply with his will, for he lures you with that which you desire, with earthly goods which make my image grow increasingly fainter. Nevertheless, you belong to me and remain my possession, because I will not forfeit my claim on you. But my adversary and you believe yourselves capable of escaping my authority, yet then you will simply distance yourselves more and more from me and find yourselves in a wretched state. For your distance from me signifies a total lack of strength and light. It signifies the soul's death. It signifies a state of darkness which will also always remain a state of wretchedness. You, however, don't know the state of beatitude. Hence you do not strive for it, but content yourselves with earthly happiness which my adversary bestows upon you the more you turn away from me. You don't know the true life, the life of the Spirit which gives you light and strength in abundance. You don't know the divine abilities you could possess were you associated with me again. But I loved you from the very beginning, and my love for you will not diminish. It wants to give and please, thus it also wants to lead you to the realization of what you used to be, what you are and what you shall become again in order to be eternally happy. Yet whether you allow yourselves to be taught by me is up to you, for I will not force any being to accept from my hand what makes it incredibly happy. It can freely decide whether it wants to belong to me or to succumb to my adversary's influence. However, since my love for you, my living creations, will never end, I will also pursue your love forever, and I will do whatever it takes to help you achieve beatitude. Time and again I will come close to you and let you feel my love until, one day, it will beneficially affect you and you'll turn to me in order to receive more and more love, until you love me too and voluntarily pull yourselves away from my adversary and strive towards me. Then mine your happiness will be infinite, then there will be no more distance between us, then we will be firmly united by the bond of love and never ever separate again. For once something has found its way to me of its own accord, I will not let it go again. I will not let it fall again, and the adversary will have lost all power. It is and remains my own for all eternity. Amen.